Hello, this is Magdalena Portman, and I am recording exercise number one in the series of exercises for the Alexander Technique. This one had been on SoundCloud, but I want to put it on Audioboo so you've got them all together in the same series of exercises. Alexander Technique is all about habits and what you habitually do, what your habitual response is. So today I want to look at the force of habits. Once a habit has been established, it's really incredibly strong. I'm going to take you through an exercise. Just sit comfortably in a chair, wherever you happen to be, or stand if you like, doesn't matter. And then just fold your arms. Fold your arms the way you would normally fold them. Have a look and see which hand is on top of which arm or which hand is underneath which arm. Have a look, see what they look like. And then unfold your arms. Look out of the window, talk to somebody, come back in a few seconds, and then decide to fold your arms again, but in the other way around, so that the other hand will be on the top. Try that. How difficult did you find this? Did you really end up doing it the other way around? Or did you end up doing it in the same way again, despite the fact that you had decided to do it the other way around? It really shows you how strong the force of habit is, how difficult it is to do something different from what you're used to. And if you did manage to do it the other way around, how did it feel? Did it feel all wrong? I mean, it's a bit strange, isn't it, if it feels all wrong, because in a way it's the same as when you fold them the normal way around, you're folding your arms. But the reason why it feels very strange is because you're not used to that way around. And what we are not used to feels very, very strange and often quite wrong. Even when it isn't wrong, it's just different. It's just unfamiliar. I'd like you to think of some everyday activities that you could practice this on during the week. You could experiment, for instance, with putting on your coat. When you put on your coat, which arm do you normally put into the sleeve first? Notice which arm you're using first and then try and do it with the other arm first. So just practice this for a little bit, for about a week, and see how often you end up doing it the old way around. Or just note how difficult it is to actually change a habit. Or you might want to wear your watch on the other wrist, not on the one you normally wear it. And then you can find out just how often you're looking on the wrong wrist when you want to find out the time. Or you might also find it rather strange to wear your watch on the other wrist. Or you could find out which foot normally starts walking up the steps. And you could then decide to start walking up the steps with the other foot first and see how strange that might feel. You might have some better ideas, but you can practice changing one of your everyday habits and then notice just how strong the force of the old habit is and how strange it might feel to do something in a different way from what you're used to.